Listening Library presents Arthur's Mystery Envelope by Mark Brown. Read for you by Mark Lynn Baker.
Arthur's Mystery Envelope by Mark Brown. Chapter 1. The cafeteria at Lakewood Elementary was filled with kids eating lunch. Some of them had brought sandwiches from home. The rest were eating school lunches. Today's choices featured a mystery meat covered in gravy. A few teachers wandered between the tables, trying to keep the noise under control. "Let's keep it down," said Mr. Ratburn. He shook his head. "I don't think anyone's listening." Miss Sweetwater nodded. "Or maybe they just can't hear us," she said. At one of the middle tables, Arthur and his friends were finishing up. Arthur was poking at his food with a fork. "Even without the gravy," he said, "we'd have no idea where this came from." "Ready for action, boys?" Francine asked. "Ready," said Arthur. He put aside his tray. "And waiting," said Buster. They started a game of milk hockey. Francine and Sue Ellen made up one team. Arthur and Buster were the other. They used a crushed milk carton as a puck, hitting it back and forth the length of the table. Francine dodged left and flipped the carton past Arthur's hand. Buster tried to stop it, but the puck slid past him off the table. "Goal," said Muffy. She was the official scorekeeper. Francine smiled. "That didn't take long," she said. Arthur flexed his hands. "We just take a little while to warm up." "All right," said Sue Ellen. "Let us know when you're nice and toasty." "Maybe we'll need a substitution," said Buster. He turned to Binky Barnes. "Do you want to turn?" "No," said Binky, crushing another...